The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Good afternoon and welcome to the MFR Shinty Show, another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the Premier Division fixtures as well as the others across the leagues as the title race starts to hot up in the Premier Division, as well as the battle at the bottom. Alongside me, as always, to cast his eye over the Shinty world is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ian, and all the listeners today.
How was your weekend for you?
Quite good. Went down to Spain, caught a game. Spain watched Kinlochshiel again. Good game.
Kinlochshiel, of course, ended their season unbeaten.
Yeah, it's one for their record books. This one, they were actually, the younger boys were trying to achieve that because the previous or the older team that had won it with 31 points, they were desperate to get 32. I'd actually planned to go to the Kamali Lovett game, but that was called off, unfortunately.
Yeah, and congratulations once more to Kinlochshiel, who remain unbeaten for the season in North Division 1 and will be joining the likes of Newton Moore, Cas Athletic and Kinlochshiel in the Premier Division in season 2012. Let's start with the Premier Division then. Only two games, as you mentioned, there was two call-offs. Glenorchy versus Inverary and Kamali versus Lovett were called off due to unplayable fields, but two massive games at the top, and it's the kind of big four, Kinlochshiel versus Newton Moore. We did say last week that this one wasn't going to be the kind of full strength Kinlochshiel side with that Camara Cup final just a week away now, but we did expect that they perhaps would give Newton Moore a tough game, but 6-1 in the end for Newton Moore.
Yeah, I was planning on going to the game, but when I seen the people were called off on the Friday, the Kinlochshiel team, the number of 5 or 6 players missing, I thought there wasn't much point in going to watch that game, so I'm glad I didn't have to go and watch it, because it wasn't really a fair reflection of the Kinlochshiel team that we'll see in a few weeks time.
Yeah, and these two sides, as we'll talk about in the next coming 7 days or so, we'll meet in the Camara Cup final, and it'll be a far different sort of occasion, and it'll be a far different game as well.
Well, can you see your hope so? Newton Moore won't. Newton Moore will be quite happy with that result.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
it's
a massive boost for them, to be honest, to go to the Kinlochshiel and beat them 6-1. And a difficult one to take for the Kinlochshiel boys that were playing to get beaten that badly, so it'll be interesting to see how badly bruised they are.
Yeah, Kinlochshiel boss Stevie Borthwick did say a few weeks ago to us that you know, he expects to have some kind of say in the Premier Division title race, but let's give credit to Newton Moore, because they've gone to what's a difficult venue and a difficult team, one of their rivals, their biggest rivals in fact, and gone there and won convincingly. Second team, first team, you know, it doesn't really matter, they've gone there and got the points.
Yeah, they were quite professional, only 1-0 at half time, right enough, so I think it was quite a tight game, and then Newton Moore's strength came through. Difficult for Kyle's knowing that result as well, because I spoke to some of the boys on the Sunday,
yes,
and they were saying that they were aware of that result and they felt under quite a bit of pressure on the Saturday prior to their match.
Yeah, that got underway a couple of hours, of course, after Newton Moore's win. Cas Athletic did win at the weekend 4-1 as well. Fort William, albeit they had played an awful lot of games more than the others, were top for a couple of weeks, and Cas Athletic back on top now and in pole position.
I think so, yeah. You know, it's going to be difficult for Newton Moore to peg them back, just solely because they have the goal difference, the advantages in Kyle's favour, so it's like a point advantage. They're kind of 3 points clear rather than just the two.
Yeah, they're back on top and looking good for that Premier Division title win. We've spoke about them at length across the season. They really have been a real breath of fresh air to the division, but we know now that Cas Athletic will play Newton Moore on October the 1st, so that one already is etched in our diary as the game of the season, really.
Yeah, Newton Moore will be hoping to win that game and then keep pressure on Kyles right to the end of the season. And Kyles, if they win that game, they've won the league. But it was, I actually spent a bit of time with a lot of the Kyles boys on Sunday at a training session, and you know, they're a tight unit, they're a good bunch of guys, you know, they're really tight.
They've got that team spirit, that togetherness, which is a really important thing when it comes to winning things.
Yeah, and the most impressive thing was, you know, they had a good game, a tough game on Saturday, and they came and trained really, really hard on Sunday, all of them together. It was good insight into them.
Fort William, that was obviously another away day for them as well. But Cas Athletic just too strong on the day.
Yeah, Fort William been struggling the last few weeks or so, but their season's kind of over, I suppose, in a way. And the next game they've got is away to Oban, and Oban will be delighted if Fort William turn up a wee bit short.
Mm-hmm. Fort William, of course, that was their penultimate game of the season. They're the side who are going to finish first. They've played 17. How do you rate the season for Fort William?
They'll be disappointed. It looks like they may finish on 22-24 points. It's not so much that they got beaten in the McTavish final. I suppose it was good to get to the final, but getting, you know, well and truly thrown out the Scottish by Newton Moore and then beating the Macaulay. So poor season for them. You know, they can say they're in transition, but, you know, a number of their guys are going to have to be shed this year to start again. But Canusie have shown that you don't have to fall down the level to still continue progressing with the younger guys.
That's my next one. My next question was to you, you know, what do you expect from Fort William next year? Will they use the same players, or do you expect a lot of players to leave in the close season?
I would say they've stalled for the last 2 years. They've probably stayed too faithful to some of the older guys. You know, you have to bring in the young guys, so the young guys that weren't getting games could have been further advanced. You know, it's a fine line between success and losing players away to not being interested, but not getting a game. It'd be difficult for Fort William, because Kyles look extremely strong, Newton Moore look extremely strong, whereas Fort William, you know, they seem to be struggling up front.
They will end their season this weekend away to Oban. We'll touch on Oban in a second, but it's a kind of must-win match for Oban, because they've been dragged down in the last 3 weeks. They haven't played an awful lot of Shinty, but they've been dragged down into the relegation battle. But for William, it really just, you know, does add to their despair that you know, they finished their season this weekend. The Camara Cup finals next weekend. That's the cup that they're going to hand back over to someone else.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week for them. You know, 7 years in the final, and, you know, seven of those weeks that are a great build up to the Scottish. And going down to Oban, you know, Oban will be scratching for points. It won't be an easy game for Fort William at all. Oban will be expecting to get 2 points there, and that will be Fort William's season finished before the Scottish final. It's be a learning curve for a lot of the young guys that have played year in, year out in the final.
It's a really kind of new experience for Fort William, you could say.
Yeah, it'll be a new experience for the young lads, because the guys that have been dragging them through are the guys that were there in lean times.
Yeah.
The guys that, you know, may retire will be the ones that have been, I think, in some respects, carrying the younger boys, you know.
Will that make them more determined to kind of get back up there next season? I mean, obviously, you know, it's a younger squad that's going to take time to develop, but that feeling's not nice, knowing that your season's over before the Camara Cup final, and not a great season at that as well.
No, and there's one name always springs to mind, Adam Robertson, who's played through all the thin times with Fort William. You know, he knows what it's like to train and not achieve anything, then eventually, you know, achieve at the top level, and then these young lads that he's played with, I'm sure he's been saying to them for years that, you know, you're fortunate where you are, you have to take advantage of it and keep pushing on, and they probably haven't pushed on enough, the young lads.
It's going to be a tough game for them this weekend. They're away to Oban, like we say. Oban, who haven't played a game in 4 weeks, and they come back into Premier Division action and find themselves second bottom.
I know, scary. I was speaking to them on Sunday as well. They were at the training session, and the fortunate thing they've got is they've got 5 games where they can get a run of games together, where the teams will be playing, likes of Clonakert will be going to possibly Oban second week in October or something and not played for 4 or 5 weeks. So they're getting teams that haven't played and haven't got a great deal to play for, apart from a little bit of pride maybe further up the league. But it's not a relegation battle for your Comalies or your Clonakert.
And let's be honest, I mean, sometimes you can, you know, guys like the media, for example, myself, you know, I like to hit the panic button, but they're only two games in hand and only 1 point behind, so there is points there to be won, and there's a lot of big games coming up as well.
Yeah, and it's all home games as well for Oban. That's the one thing they've got in their favour, you know. But it'll just depend on when the games come. You know, you wouldn't want to be playing Canusie and Newton Moore sort of before the Scottish, but once the Scottish is done and dealt with, or the league's done and dealt with, then you wouldn't be quite happy getting Kyles or Newton Moore after the league's finished.
Yeah, because you look at the kind of the fixture list, which is right up until the middle of October. Oban's last game of the season is away to Newton Moore, and, you know, again, if that's a game that means something to Oban, it might not mean anything to Newton Moore.
No, exactly. And even Inveraray going to Kyles, because the league will be decided by then, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, so there won't be a great deal to play for.
Need some more at the top then, and they're 2 points behind Cowes Athletic, and they go to Camali this weekend.
Yeah, weather's not been great. Newton Moore will be desperate to get the game. I said last week that's a good game for Newton Moore, because Camali will be a little test for them, and they've beaten them quite handily the last couple of times. Whereas, you know, Camali would be looking to at least get a point there just to make themselves safe, because, you know, mathematically they're not safe, as aren't Gonacher or Kanusi for that matter, but you would anticipate they would be safe enough though.
Yeah. The big games are coming thick and fast for Newton Moore, and, you know, speaking to Norman McArthur in the last few weeks, you know, that's the kind of games he relishes, you know, he looks forward to so much. But you go to Camali this weekend, and I mean, every game is a cup final almost for them.
Pace has been relentless for Newton Moore, you know, with the good cup runs, just as it has been for Kyle to some extent, apart from missing out in the Scottish. But Newton Moore, I said along, have a really strong squad. That's one thing that Norman has in his favour. He's looked at the squad and he's got, you know, five fantastic players on the bench that can go on. So, you know, he'll go there, and I think the guys are just in rhythm week in, week out. They're just producing the goods for Newton Moore.
And they're coming good at, well, not that they haven't been playing well, but they're coming good at the right time as well. They're getting results. You know, a couple of weeks ago they were winning by, you know, 2-1, and I mean 6-1 last week, right enough, was a great result, but they're just getting the results.
Yeah, the 6 last week I think was really important for their, you know, themselves, because they have been struggling a little bit. And, you know, pre-season and last season, Newton Moore were scoring loads of goals. They just blew everybody away last season in the league with the amount of goals they were scoring. This year, little bit off, so if they go and score a number of goals against Camali, they're going to be going into the final, you know, really revved up, expecting to score 4, 5, 6 goals in the final.
Cowes Athletic are at home to Kanusi, and I know we touched on it earlier about Kanusi maybe not giving Newton Moore, albeit it was only 1-0 at half time, but perhaps the first team might have given Newton Moore a real big game. But you can understand where Kanusi are coming from. They're looking forward to, you know, a week on Saturday in Inverness. But again, will that be their view of things? Will they be just concentrating on this, make the Camanachd Cup final, not risking anyone ahead of this game against Kyles?
I understand already, as Kanusi are looking to protect some of the players. I'd be worried about that. I would expect to produce my best team prior to the Saturday, the final, and get a good game against Kyles. I mean, Kyles will go out there and, you know, they'll be just go and do their job that they look to do, and they'll be hoping that perhaps Ronald isn't there, or Lee Bain, or, you know, Ali, or whoever some of these guys were missing. Kyle's just got their head down and do the job. They've got something in their favour, because if the Kanusi guys are thinking about next week, then, you know, Kyle's just pile into them and they'll step back, and that they can't win Shinty for stepping back.
You mentioned there that the kind of rhythm that they need to more are in at the moment, that may well continue into next week. Can you see if they do rest players, then I wouldn't say for a second they'd be rusty coming to the Camanachd Cup final, but you know, the kind of week in week out big game mentality might see Newton Moore through, so perhaps maybe Stevie Borthwick might be tempted to maybe add in a few, maybe mix a team round.
I would be keen to have, as I said, I always think if you've missed one game, the next game you come back, you're just that little bit off, you're just a little bit rusty. So I think playing week in week out, obviously injury free helps as well, but week in week out is the best way to, you know, prepare for a final.
Elsewhere in the Premier Division this weekend, Glenurquhart take on Glenorchy, and for Glenurquhart, 2 games to go before the end of the season. Currently 4th in the Premier Division, but it's a game that really is a bit of a dead rubber, really, because Glenorchy have been long gone.
They have been, but I think Glenorchy have got home games yet to come. You know, I just think Glenorchy will be holding on to a thought that they don't want to go down with 0 points. You know, they'd be desperate to get a point off somebody. I mean, they called the game off last week when maybe they could have played, so they're obviously keen to get a point somewhere. So beware anybody that's going to Glenorchy, I think, to be honest.
And a couple of goals as well, because 4-4 and 74 against is some kind of goal difference. But yeah, I mean, like you say, I mean, there's no pressure on them, so they can go out there and just, you know, I suppose you can't really enjoy the situation when you know you're being relegated, but you know, they can go out there and kind of just play their shinty.
No, they do have hope, particularly this week. I'm sure Alan McKechnie will tell his boys that Glenorchy only beat them 1-0 at Drumadrochit, and it was a penalty, and it was a dubious penalty at that, to be honest, you know. So they'll be thinking and they'll be looking forward to getting Glenorchy down there and maybe getting a point, 2 points, who knows.
You look at Glenorchy's games, they are home games. In fact, they have Glenorchy this weekend, that's followed by Kanusi 2 weeks on Saturday, then they're at home to Inverary and Lovett and they could have a real big say in the relegation battle.
Yeah, I was just saying that to one of the Lovett boys today, you know, that Glenorchy could be the sticky game for everybody if they're not careful.
And wouldn't that be, you know, add to the story and the drama of the season if Glenorchy pick up their first win and it sends someone down? I mean, that could yeah, be a possibility.
Very much so, very much so. I've been mindful of that because it's not a great place to go and try and win, actually, you know, especially at this time of year.
We talked about the teams coming up last week, obviously Glenorchy. We maybe haven't given them a little bit of attention, but they will unfortunately go back down. You know, a bit of a yo-yo season, but for them. But how will they do next season? Will they be contenders to come back up? We saw Bute go down to South Division 1 and bounce straight back up, or will Glenorchy be there for a couple of seasons?
And we're speaking to some of the Glenorchy sort of coaches, and they were saying that coming up wasn't going to do them any harm, it would make them better players, and they felt that they would go down and be stronger and come back up again. But I think Tynholt's will be difficult next year. Glasgow and Argyll, I think, will improve slightly. Won't be that easy. And, you know, Oban could be going down with Glenorchy this year, so it would be really difficult for them to get back up again. They would hope to go back up, but they've had an amazingly bad season for them. The injuries Glenorchy got this year was amazing, you know. They really struggled with injuries. It wasn't really the true Glenorchy team you were seeing week in, week out, unfortunately, for Alan down there.
Mm-hmm. It is a really kind of an unfortunate thing for them as well, and you know, it's just a real shame that you know, they've gone down. I mean, as we said in the last couple of weeks, I mean, with Bute and Kinloch Shiel coming into the Premier Division, you're looking at a real strong Premier Division next year, and let's hope that, you know, it's reflected in that. Then, you know, this time next year we're talking about, you know, maybe potentially four teams going down, you know, not one team necessarily out of the equation with a couple of weeks remaining. North Division 1 last weekend, we touched on Kinloch Shiel there. They ended their season with a 7-2 win over Lochaber. Lochcarron drew 2-2 with Inverness, and Caberfae finished 3-3 with Bewley. That was a game that you spoke about. You watched Caberfae versus Bewley already this season in the Ballymore Cup semi-finals, but yeah, a lot of goals down there in North Division 1.
Yeah, Inverness getting a draw with Lochcarron was quite a good game, but apparently Lochcarron had 22 shots and Inverness had 2.
They made them count.
And it was the Lochcarron goalie that was telling me that, so he had no complaints.
And they made them count. That's good stuff to hear.
The 7-2 game at Spey and Kinloch Shiel, closer than that. The Lochaber goalie had a fantastic first half, and once they got to 4-2, the team kind of capitulated a little bit, but it was a good tie, actually.
Mm-hmm. Only two more fixtures in North Division 1 for this season. First of which is at the weekend. Skye take on Caberfae. Caberfae are a side who got to the Ballymore Cup final this year. I've impressed you. We've spoke to them on a couple of occasions as well. It looks like they'll finish, well, they potentially could finish third in North Division 1. And it depends on who drops down from the Premier. But for example, say it is at a South Bay side, that North Division 1 side looks a little bit a lot more open.
Yeah, and I think it would be the best chance for particularly the teams at the moment that are in that North Division 1, the chance to go up. Caberfae have never shown a great interest in going up, to be honest, because they don't fancy the travel, and they've got a small squad from a small village and whatnot. You know, if Skye could sort themselves out, this would be their best chance to go up, I think, for a number of years. I mean, Skye have underperformed this year, but I suspect they could be a strong team.
Mm-hmm. And Bewley as well in third.
It's a great chance for Bewley. Yeah, definitely. I mean, Bewley played some nice, good shinty the last time I was watching them. A lot of young lads, I said that to you. Lochaber last week. Weak in some areas. I thought they'd be a bit stronger. They need to strengthen up a little bit. It's always the same, you bring in the young guys, good weeks, bad weeks, inconsistency.
But again, it all depends on who drops down from the Premier, because if it is Lovett, then you're looking at some tasty derbies there.
Yeah. You know, Bewley would be quite happy to play Lovett for a couple of games. Caberfae will be the same. Mm-hmm. So it would be an interesting game in the North for us, but I don't know who's going to come down. That's the hardest part, isn't it?
Predicting, you know, top and bottom of the ball. At the top, we have a kind of good idea, a rough idea of who might sneak it, but hey, you never know what can happen. Last weekend in North Division 2, Camallic versus Kinloch Shiel was postponed. Lochaber beat Fort William 4-2. Skye were 3-1 winners at home to Glenurquhart, and Kingussie beat Lovett by 6-1. And in North Division 3, Caberfae beat Loughbroom by 7-2. But in those divisions, we already know who the champions are. Aberdeen Uni won North 3, and in North 2, Needham Moor were promoted And in fact, they beat Lochaber in the midweek game 4-2 a week ago. But yeah, kind of nice and easily wrapped up with a couple of games to go for both sides. Need some more in Aberdeen Uni.
Yeah, that North Division 2 is a tight league because the teams are all scrapping to stay in there at the moment. It's quite an interesting little battle down there. Mm-hmm. Glenorchy getting beaten up in Skye was a poor result for Glenorchy. But we spoke about it before, it's important that these second teams are as high a level as possible to reduce the step for the young guys to come out in the first team.
Because it makes the first team even stronger. The second team is doing so well.
It's quite interesting how that league's been competitive. Even at this late stage of the year, it's very competitive down there.
Lovett are at home to Fort William, and Kinloch Shiel take on Glenorchy in this weekend's North Division 2 fixtures. But some big sides in there as well. The likes of King Usie, Needham Moore, Fort William second teams all in there, so you know, the better they do. I mean, Needham Moore win their second division, it'd be great if Needham Moore would obviously want the double there.
Yeah, but it's surprising to see Kamali at the bottom of that division, because they were quite a strong team at that level just going back two or three years ago.
Yep.
Suddenly they've pushed all the younger boys into the first team, I'm not too sure, but that would be a concern for them that they're still in the Premier and their second teams in the third division.
Yeah, but that there's got to be, I suppose, you know, when you move on the good younger players to the first team, there's got to be a kind of steady flow of talent coming through. It's like anything, isn't
it? Yeah, they've just got to keep producing the conveyor belt.
In South Division 1 this weekend, last weekend, even Ballyhoolish drew 1-0 with Open Celtic. Glasgow Muirthemgeil were winners at Kyles Athletic by 3-2. But as we know, Bute will go up from South Division 1. And I know we've touched on this a number of times throughout the weeks about the differences in North Division 1 and South Division 1. And I know that we're not really going to be able to answer this because we don't know who's coming down from the Premier Division. We know Glenorchy will. But again, you know, if Glenorchy do come down, Glasgow Muirthemgeil there, we've seen some good progress from the likes of Tynholt and Lochside Rovers as well. So again, it's a bit of an interesting division.
It does look like that division is strengthening, and it does need to strengthen because the guys that are getting promoted from that division aren't really holding their own once they get promoted. It's too big a step for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be this. I mean, who's to say that North Division 1 guys aren't going to struggle when they go up? They don't tend to. They do tend to stay up for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kamali have done well this year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bute, the champions, still have three games to play this season. They're involved this weekend. They're away to Kilmory, and Kaz Athletic take on Lochside Rovers. So, again, it's a testament to Bute. They've three games to go, and they're still they're finished. Their season's over.
Yeah, in a way, they're relieved to have won it, I think. You know, they'll can try and win all their games and go up in good heart for next season.
This weekend, obviously, there's a lot of shinty to be played. The main emphasis on that Premier Division, because we know the champions are in most divisions. But it's shaping up quite nicely.
Yeah, I just think that Kyles have pulled. I thought it's Canusi. I think it's an easy game for them. And Newton Moore going to Kamali's an easy game. So I think it's going to be status quo next week. I think points are still going to be the same gap.
And Kyles Athletic, if they do have that gap intact, can put their feet up, because the pressure's all on Needham Moore to go out and produce again in a cup final.
Yeah, but that's a different sort of pressure, isn't it? That's the pinnacle for them. That's just what they've been aiming for. I mean, they'll be under extreme pressure, the Newton Moore guys. Had a brief conversation with Scott Campbell just to say, try and relax and enjoy it, because it's the only way to play if you're enjoying yourself and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. That is King Usie versus Needham Moore. The two heavyweights of Shinty compete next Saturday for the biggest prize in the sport, the Camina Cup final at Burt Park, Inverness. Make it a big family day out. There's live music, Shinty Skills School, face painting, and of course the main action itself at 2:30. That's when the throw up is at. Gates open at 11:30. Tickets are £10 for adults, £5 for concessions, and under 12s go free. Get yours now at Eden Court box office or at shinty.com, or you can buy some on the day itself, or check out mfr.co.uk next week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the big final, the Scottish Hydro Camina Cup Final 2011, Shinty's big day out with MFR. Plus next week on the MFR Shinty Show, well, that's all we're talking about, is the Camina Cup Final. Myself and Drew, an hour long edition of the MFR Shinty Show, plus we should be joined by some special guests as well. But I think someone described it to me as the El Clasico, the Old Firm derby, if you like, of the Shinty world, and it's kind of building up quite nicely now.
No, I'll, after these games I finish this Saturday, I'll just build up and build up for the Kinsey Newton Moore guys. You know, everywhere they go, they'll be getting good luck or a bit of abuse, whichever
you at your time. Form. Yeah. I mean, Drew, you mean the Camara Cup final? Surely is the pinnacle, wasn't it? It's the big prize. Everyone wants to win it, but just what's it like? What kind of pressure? I mean, you said it's a good pressure, but just how much pressure is there on you to win it?
I can remember when Fort William were playing Kilmallie, which is a local derby down in Lochaber area, and there was more pressure not to lose than winning that game. To lose to your local rivals, it was like relief at the end of that game. Yeah. Not so much for me because I was living in Inverness, but I know for the Fort William based guys, they were just relieved to beat Kilmallie because they couldn't have survived if Kilmallie had won. And it'll be exactly the same with Newton Moore and Canusie.
Yeah.
You know, the banter, I mean, you have to have a thick skin to survive, but, you know, it'll be fierce.
I mean, that's the beauty of the sport, though, you know, rivalry. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. But, you know, to go up there and lift that trophy as well, the two captains, you know, it'll be a day they'll never forget, really.
Yeah, it all means so much to Newton Moore because they've been without it for so long, and with their near neighbours, Canusie, being so dominant for a number of years, they've kind of probably had their nose rubbed in it year in, year out by the Canusie boys, and rightly so, you know. But the Newton Moore will just be absolutely desperate to get one over them, just to get a 1 year of rest.
25 years since Newton Moore last scooped the biggest prize in the sport, and, well, Canusie lost out last year to Fort William, so, I mean, they suffered a bit of grief not so long ago as well. So, yeah, there's two stories to this game.
Yeah, and that Canusie team probably overachieved last year, which probably gave them greater expectations this season. I mean, they're going into this game with really, really poor form. I mean, Newton Moore will be extremely strong favourites, not even forgetting that 6-1 result. I mean, Newton Moore have been pretty solid all the way through this whole season, and Canusie's been a bit patchy. So it'll be extra pressure for Newton Moore being the favourites as well, really.
Well, it's all set for a cracker next week at Bacht Park in Inverness, but that's next week on the MFR Shinty Show. This week, the battle at the top and bottom continues in the Premier Division. Enjoy your Shinty weekend, wherever it takes you.